Isang PhD student sa University of Sydney si Joey Zhu. Ang kaibigan niyang si Paul Chan na nasa China ay natanggap naman para sa master's degree sa Macquarie University. Dahil hindi pa makapasok sa bansa dala ng pandemya, napilitan si Paul na mag-online learning. Habang araw-araw ang komunikasyon ng kaibigan niyang si Joey para makibalita.
I've been closely monitoring what's going on with the border because I want all my friends to get back. There is a great portion of my friends who are currently in China, so everyone is very keen on returning to Australia very soon.
Hindi na magtatagal at muli nang magkakasama ang magkaibigan dahil inaprubahan na sa Australia ang pagpasok ng mga estudyante na tumanggap ng Chinese Sinopharm at Indian Covaxin COVID-19 vaccines. Ayon kay Joey, magiging daan ito para sa mas maraming oportunidad sa mga international students na makabalik sa Australia.
I would definitely define this as a very positive news or a positive gesture for welcoming the skilled immigrants as well as the international students to come back. So finally, the vaccine are getting recognized or at least approved to some extent. And I'm hoping that he will be back when we have actually reached a target of 80% vaccination rate.
Matapos ang 18 buwan ng remote learning, umaasa naman si Paul na makakatuntong na siya sa universidad sa Sydney.
Life in Australia is attractive and wonderful. I can't wait to experience a different life there. And of course, the resources that in the university that I can access to could accelerate my research, like the library and my lab equipment. And I've only met with my supervisor and colleagues virtually before. I'm looking forward to meet with them face to face, and I believe it will also help raise the efficiency of our research.
Sa ngayon, bukas lang ang international borders para sa mga umuuwing Australians, permanent residents at mga immediate family. Ayon kay Catriona Jackson, Chief Executive ng Universities Australia, malaki ang tsansa na tuluyan na ring payagan ng lahat ng estudyante na makabalik para sa simula ng academic year sa 2022.
Look, we need to work very quickly and very hard right now to make sure that all these processes are as streamlined and as smooth as they can be. We know there's considerable confusion for students still about what the rules are once they get to Australia, and there are different rules all up and down the eastern seaboard. So we need to make those uniform and standard, make sure there is a really clear path for students who've been waiting so patiently at home. 140,000 students still enrolled at universities, still working away, but doing so remotely, so keen to get back into the country.
Nice naman ni Andrew McKellar, Chief Executive ng Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, na magkaroon din ng quarantine-free travel para sa mga fully vaccinated na estudyante. Dahil magiging mahirap at magastos umano para sa mga ito ang pagka-quarantine pagdating sa bansa.
This is a $40 billion a year industry for Australia, export industry. It's absolutely essential that all institutions, universities, other institutions are able to get those students coming back in from overseas. China and India are the big markets. We have to get people coming in from those markets.
Ika-apat sa pinakamalaking export ng Australia ang international education at nananatiling mataas ang kompetisyon sa ibang bansa. Kaya't umaasa ang sektor na mapapanumbalik ang sigla ng industriya at maraming estudyante ang mahihikayat na bumalik. Dagdag pa ni Ginoong McKellar, ang pagkaantala ng pagpasok ng mga estudyante sa susunod na academic year ay magkakaroon muli ng epekto sa inaasahang pagbango ng ekonomiya ng Australia.
The risk is that we're going to lose students to other countries, whether it be Canada, the US, UK, elsewhere in the region. The risk is that we won't get the full number of students coming in.
Kumpiyansa naman si Jackson na kahit tumataas ang enrollment ng international students sa UK, nangunguna pa rin ang Australia sa mga bansang pinipili ng mga estudyante.
So a really big survey last year reminded us that students love coming to Australia because of our world-class universities, but also because we are regarded as being a really safe place, and that's even more true now, given how highly vaccinated we are. They also had really high regard for teaching practices last year, even in that really rough year when so many were teaching online. So students have been just absolutely gold. We're asking them to hold on a little tiny bit longer.
Samantala, hindi pa man nagkakaroon ng anunsyo, nakahanda na ang mga gamit ni Paul para anumang oras ay makalipad na patungong Sydney.
I have already packed my luggage and just waiting for the grand opening of the border. Once it opens, I will enter immediately. No latency.
At yan ang binungulat ni Ariana Lucente, Sofia Petrovic at Rochelle Harrison-Pless para sa SBS News. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.